Hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on the 11th of May, 2021. So thanks so much for being with us today, or maybe you're listening on the archives. That's very possible, since most of our listeners do listen on the archives. We archive everything at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That's the home website of the American Consortium for Equity in Education, our group. We are the voice of the wonderful consortium. If you go over to ace-ed.org, you'll see our online journal called Equity and Access, which is absolutely excellent. I invite you over. Just flip through, enjoy it. You can see the back issues as well. All of our podcasts are over there, as well as a ton of other information all about equity and access pre-K-12. Okay, so please go over, enjoy what we do. It's all free for educators, and we hope you join up with us again. Everything's free for educators. We have a nice show today with an old friend, Dave Druckers, here from Next Gen Media. That's N-E-X-X-G-E-N, Next Gen Media. Okay, .com. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am, Larry. How you doing?
I'm fine, buddy. How you doing? It's good to have you back here.
Yeah, it's great to be back, and thanks for having me.
My pleasure, indeed. I'm going to start right in, let you do some talking here. Tell us what Next Gen is.
Well, I mean, I think from the last couple of times I've been on the show, we started off with Channel One, and then we had shut down. Remember, that was a 30-year legacy of news in the classroom. We then restarted under another company and then decided to branch out on our own. With some more partners that we had developed. So we had developed Next Gen Media, and it's really cool, and I think everybody's going to really like what we're doing here. So some of the things that we're doing, so look, we all know what has happened in the last year. You know, we've had the largest
unfortunately.
In history. You know, I mean, I can recite the numbers. 71% of kids had to stay home for school. Schools were shut. There's been a dramatic shift in behavior, especially in the education world. So what we have taken is we've taken the last 12 months and we've kind of done something which would take years to do, and we've kind of shoved it into 12 months. So this thing is still evolving, and you know, you know exactly what I'm talking about when we talk about that. So because of this, you know, social and active engagement, which is key, you know, needs to be developed a little more. Families, moms and dads and guardians have been home watching their kids online learning and have their own opinions depending on how they got, how everything went. But the direction of educators, which is through our partnerships, which I'll get into, we're going to deliver content that is both engaging, interacting, and compelling, but more importantly, keep students' interest high while assisting teachers to be effective in a changed environment. So what we want to do is we just want to provide rhythm, routine, and excitement through partner academic platforms, weekly bite-sized pieces of custom content and programming, and secure community engagement of educational programs with lesson-based messaging, connection, and accepted family engagement. And we think we put together a really winning formula that I'm excited to share with everybody. Both here and in an upcoming conference that we're going to be introducing the whole product to.
Oh, which conference?
I'm going to be a keynote speaker at the Global Forum for Education, and that's going to be June 23rd to June 25th in Las Vegas at the Mirage. It's going to actually be my first time in front of a large audience. I'm a little nervous.
Wow.
You know, great. Working out of the office for a while, you know, while the kids are finally back in school, and it's just me and the dog. Now we're going to be in front of thousands of people. It can be overwhelming, but I am looking forward to it because we have a really good
Are you going to be there physically, or are you going to do it over Zoom or whatever?
Yes, no, I am going to be there physically. I'm flying out there. I've gotten my vaccine, and I'm ready to go.
Wow, and I hope there's a lot of people. I don't wish to curse you, but I hope there's a lot of people in the audience, and you get really nervous before you start, and then you'll be fine. I hope there's 10,000 people there.
From what I've been told, I'm already there, buddy. I'm already very nervous, but anxious to share the message.
Don't be. I will give you the great hint, and you already know this. By virtue of the fact that you are on the stage, okay, everybody admires you, respects you, and wants to listen to you. Okay, you are in charge. Okay, so don't let them be nervous. Not you. It's that simple.
Okay? I appreciate that very much.
It's just simply that simple. Okay, if people go to Next Gen, and again, it's NEXX, Next Gen Media. All right, and I'm on the site right now. Okay, well, how does it work for students? I don't see anything here that shows people exactly what they were looking at. Go ahead.
We are developing the portal. So we have two partners right now where our content is going to be displayed. We're about a week or two away from finishing up our portal. And basically what they're going to have is they're going to have engaging, compelling content that is driven by educators through our partnership with one of our key partners at Modo that is going to be not just regular content. It's going to be bringing the world into the classroom so that teachers can engage with students, keep them interested, and create lesson plans and quizzes around it. So what we have right now is a placeholder that is up, and we have it gated for the content behind a paywall. But right when we launch, we're going to be giving this for free, and there's a lot of reasons why we're going to be doing that. And one of them has to do with access to financially challenged districts who don't have this kind of stuff in the classroom. They don't have broadband. They don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have devices. One of the things we want to focus on is we want to get everybody involved in a lot of causes and get that message out, but not through a chalkboard with a teacher just teaching. We want to give the teacher really something that gets their students engaged. And we have I'm going to walk you through some of the things that we do on how we get that accomplished.
Do it.
So here we go. We're going to – one thing, as you know, in my past, I've been very, very passionate about STEM education. So we bring careers to life and keep students engaged from as early as middle school, which, as you know, is when a lot of kids are lost and get disenfranchised with some of these STEM careers. And we all know STEM careers are the future. There's the big skills gap, and there's a lot of reasons for it. And I think the last time – that I was on the show, we were looking at trying to raise young women and young women of color out of that lower echelon of those taking on and studying STEM careers. And so we were looking at about 19% of the workforce that was filled by women in STEM. It's only ticked up to about the mid-20s, right below the mid-20s.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
We have to do a better job. And one of the things that NextGen does is we bring these careers to life in the classroom so that a teacher can engage and talk about it after the content is shown. And for me, this is a little personal because I was one of those students that was lost and just fell through the system. You know, I had to fight and claw my way to where I got, but not everybody has the ability to do that. And it's really not fair. And if we lose one child, if we lose one young lady, we've done a poor job just as the educators and the people who are supposed to be guiding them to a future, and there's a lot of things at stake that we have. So what we do is we show them by compelling content that's professionally produced through corporate America what these careers can look like. And I can walk you through stories about how we've worked with companies like L'Oreal, which is not about wearing makeup, but it's about the science of creating makeup.
Sure.
Stuff like that. It's about the United States Army and education in the Army. And showing them STEM careers through the Army. That's my dog, by the way.
Really, thank you. I knew it was your dog. You know how I knew? It barked. That's
I know. It wasn't me barking, it was him. But
Dogs are welcome on education.
Oh, he's been welcome
radio.
On a lot of my Zoom calls over the last
year. Don't worry. What's his name?
Max.
Hi, Max. It's Uncle Larry.
He waves hello. He's going to his dish now.
Okay.
We've traveled with the Army, for example. So we've traveled down to the border of Haiti by Bajarona, and we watched these incredible kids who got their education through the Army and got their STEM skills go in and treat locals in Dauphin, make a makeshift hospital where they treated them. They went into an empty lot and started engineering things that started to build a hospital. So the things that they can do through these things that people don't know. If you want to work for Warner Brothers, you think, I want to be an actor. Well, you could also be a special effects.
And that doesn't take a lot of schooling, which some people, some kids might do. So there's kids sitting in there that don't know what is right at their fingertips, and especially young women. We disenfranchise young women and young women of color, and I can give you an example just by the colors of Legos. And I think we talked about this last time.
I don't remember. Please do that. Just talk about that. What do you mean?
In other words, Legos used to have blue. They used to have colors that were more attractive to boys. It's as simple as that. And we talked about this at the U.S. New STEM Solutions Conference years ago, where I was sitting on a panel with Linda Rosen, who was the former education secretary, and she would walk you through stories of how we were just letting all this slip through the cracks. And that's where the passion started for this, that this is a really good tool to point kids in the future and to raise them out of their situations and get them not only to a great career that can give them a great life, but kids today have issues that they really care about, and they have the ability to do it, but they just don't know it. Unfortunately, I was one of those kids who never got spoken to, and I didn't realize what was at my fingertips. So I want to make sure that all those kids, especially young women who are very low, they're in very low participation, have that message in them that they can do this. And I just want to cite some numbers that are incredible from Microsoft. 6.7% of all women graduating from college are graduating with a STEM degree. 53% are getting their degrees, but 6% are getting them in STEM. That's a huge problem for everyone involved, for the national security, for just the poverty level, just for everything, just feeling like you have direction and goals. When you give a kid direction and goals and you show them how to get there, there's nothing they accomplish. And unfortunately, we've left a lot behind, but the only thing we could do now is look forward and try and make sure that we fix this problem and don't let it happen again. Because with 26% of the STEM jobs filled by women in this country, that is a huge, huge problem. And I don't hear it spoken about a lot, as much as it should. I mean, some companies do a pretty good job. There's a lot more work to do. So you know what? We're going to try and do it, and we think we have a good formula to get that accomplished.
Dave, let's use one of your examples. Let's use the U.S. Army and helping the Haitians to build hospitals. I assume when you're up on site again in a couple of weeks, today's May 11th, all right?
Yeah.
So figure June 1st, whatever, everybody. Okay, you'll be able to go over there to Next, N-E-X-X, Gen Media, G-E-N Media, nextgenmedia.com. But let's go to this thing with the Army. All right, I think it's wonderful. I assume there'll be a video of the folks in the military building the hospital, talking, interviewing people, et cetera, et cetera. And that's great. Okay, but what about the education side of it? And that in itself is an education. Okay, but in terms of a lesson plan for the teachers, questions, et cetera, it's professional development, how do the teachers use it? Okay, talk about that end of what you're doing.
Well, as they watch
the content. Because I think what you're doing is excellent. Yeah.
Sure, and thank you. And so as they watch the content, they're starting to get engaged and they're starting to get inspired. Technology is an inspiration for learning. What the teacher does is they take that engineering and they teach them education applications by design, by crafting, by building it. So they can walk through the science with all the stuff involved in building a filtration system, in building, an electrical system, that just basic stuff that makes people's lives improve. And everybody can get involved and do it. It is exciting. It's not boring. Kids today, and I talk to a lot of kids, they think that these kinds of careers, you need a lab coat and you need about 20 years of going to extra school, and you don't. You don't. And it's also, it's not work to a lot of kids, because once kids get involved in STEM topics, they are excited about it. Cool stuff. You know, remember back to when we were kids, when, you know, you go into science class and you were able to blow something up or in class. I mean, this is exactly on that level, except now, because kids are more aware because of the technology that now is pervasive in the world. Now they understand that not only is it fun, but now the causes that are meaningful to them, they can help solve, and they don't need anybody's help. It's all at their fingertips, and all we have to do is inspire them the right way. And we know that the content that we create has had a history from Channel One to Next Gen News to Next Gen Media of inspiring kids to do great things and take on careers that they never, ever would have thought. And we really want to focus on those young ladies because we are missing some of the brightest and most creative parts of our society, which are young women who can really contribute and make a big difference in everybody's lives.
I couldn't agree with you more. Indeed they can. We have to engage them. And you said this before, from middle school on.
Yeah.
All right. And because we got to grab them when the interest is high and keep them engaged, etc. You wrote me a note as we were planning the show, and you said, and we talked about STEM. You said there's all inclusive content. I want to just talk to you about this side because this is important these days. From quote you from the environment to social justice. Okay.
Yeah.
And so talk about those two things. Plus, and the reason I'm asking, A, you wrote it down here, so it's a good lead-in, but B, those things are very important to teachers right now, okay, because of everything that's happened with social justice. You have the Black Lives Matter. You have, of course, that grew out of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all those other people, okay? And they're very concerned that what we're teaching kids be culturally responsible to so many kids to whom we have not been culturally responsible for a long time. So that's the long-winded question of environment to social justice. Talk about that in regards to Next Gen.
Yeah, I mean, so here, you know, it all goes back to we need to show it. I mean, if you don't show them, then they're just hearing somebody's talking points, and most likely when somebody's talking, you're getting their opinion. What we like to do is, you know what, you need to fix social justice and think about it in a different way. Rise up and become leaders. Become those kinds of leaders that can affect the change rather than going about it the way somebody else wants to go about it. You have your own beliefs, and not everybody believes that the solution to social justice is the same. If you rise up all types of ethnicities in the country, you're going to have leaders, and all of a sudden you're going to start to see that they're minimized. So it all starts with getting them out of poverty, getting them out of a dead end, what in their mind is a dead end life, because they don't see an opportunity for them, and showing them that opportunity so that they can affect the change that they want to affect, and it's not a huge fight. Because now they're running the show and they're setting the agenda. I when I look at social justice sometimes, I see a lot of good stuff being done, but I see people trying to fit into other people's agenda and they can't get their ideas out, which are really good ideas. That's what we want to promote. We want to promote leaders to step up and take this and really lead instead of kind of acting from behind. We also do this with the climate. I mean, we've worked with the Alliance for Climate Education.
Cool.
Everybody wants to do their part. Everybody wants to do their part. They just don't know how to get involved. Can
exactly.
one person make a difference? Can I make a difference in the world to make this a cleaner and more, you know, livable Earth going past when, you know, we're all going to be gone? It's going to be their Earth. That's some of the things that we talk about. We talk about financial literacy. This is something that often gets skipped in school. Yeah, you learn a little bit about it, but do you learn about taxes? Do you know what interest is? Do you know what a bank account is and how it operates and how to invest? We need to educate people on financial literacy. We also want to, you know, look for more opportunities like the L'Oreal situation, where you look at a company and you're not just going there for the glamour part, but you're going there for you know, becoming a special effect. One of the interesting things I've talked about, and I'm very involved in the baseball world, is that, you know, 2% of kids will make it to Major League Baseball, but they automatically give up on a career in baseball. But guess what? There's STEM skills involved to get to baseball and be around the game. If you want to be a statistician, you need math.
Absolutely.
If you want
Moneyball, my friend. Moneyball.
Yes, exactly. And you need those skills. And I got to tell you, being a Yankee fan and watching my favorite player, Aaron Judge, on the field half the time, I want somebody to come through my program and please learn how to fix his ailments using STEM skills so that my guy is on the field and he's hitting home runs for the Yankees, and my kids and I can enjoy the Yankees. So it's just stuff like that, different approaches, and putting it in the hands. But you don't do this. Teachers are challenged, and now they're doubly
yeah.
challenged, because as I'm watching, I have two boys. They're in middle school, and a lot of kids fell off the grid. A lot of kids closed their camera. A lot of kids were disengaged. We need to do something to keep them engaged while teachers are challenged in a new environment. And again, this thing was put together in 12 months. This thing should have taken years and planning to get to the point that it did, but we were forced into what we were forced into. So this is what we're going to be doing with NextGen, especially with some of the awesome partners that we have. And the great thing about it is it's content for teacher development as well. And that's another aspect of
yeah.
what we do. You know, and nobody talks about that. And this is where Edmodo is amazing, and we couldn't have asked for a better partner. They are the world's largest K-12 network. They're reaching millions of teachers and students and parents. So we have Edmodo has been recognized by UNESCO as a recommended distance learning platform, and that's not by accident. They got it about 12 years ago when they started doing this. So they were instrumental, for example, in Italy, which was hit hard early on last year. They had over 400,000 new users from Italy alone, and they coordinated their teacher ambassador community to provide resources for Italian teachers to help them deal with this unprecedented situation. So it's stuff like that that they do. Also with Edmodo, and we couldn't have chosen, again, a greater partner, they're working in the United States with the Vermont Agency of Education. And what they're going to do is provide educators with a convenient, easy-to-use
way. Yeah, you mean
it's
the Vermont Department of Education, the State
yes,
Department.
Yes.
Yep.
And they're going to be they're going to use ways to conduct professional development online. And all educators in the state of Vermont have access to Zoom integration on Edmodo and the ability to create specialized groups for collaboration and communication. What is better than that? We need to bring programs like this everywhere, and that's what we're going to do in partnership with Edmodo and some others as well. And you know, I've spoken and heard from educators, and if anybody's listening out there, they know they are frustrated. I mean, I've had teachers, and just talking to teachers, and they're just like beside themselves with the challenges, and we weren't prepared. And it's not their fault. I mean, this was something that needed to be planned out.
Well, they were never trained for anything like this. I mean, the way educators stepped up, okay, during mm-hmm. this pandemic over the past year. I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I hope everybody recognizes how important that was, okay? And, I hope the world doesn't go back to picking on teachers, if I may, or picking on educators. Because what they did was absolutely incredible. Dave, you talked about this is for middle school up, if I may. Where do you see this being used, and how do you see it being used? Again, next-gen media. Do you see it in social studies?
Yeah.
Do you see it in homeroom? I mean, do you see it at home? Do you see it as homework? How
great
do you
question.
See it? Yeah.
Well, what we've
Thank
done
you.
Is the old Channel 1 model was a satellite delivered, so the whole school had to watch it at once. But now because we're doing these bite-sized pieces of content, we create a piece of content that's compelling for financial literacy. That's an economics teacher that can use that. They have, and they've reached out to us. If we have STEM skills, that's a science teacher or a math teacher. So it's not just for one. They pick and choose from a library of content that fits into their lesson plan. So we cover all the topics, and that's the difference. It's not one size fits all. We create bite-sized pieces of content that fit different parts of the education system. And the best part, we work with a lady at Edmodo called Kate Baker, and I can't say enough great things about her.
Nice.
She is the teacher that everybody wants their kids to be taught by.
Now
telling
they got
you,
her.
And they get it. Edmodo got it early on. They started developing and training their teachers, and that's why their business flourished. Kate gets it. She understands that there's a way to deliver content right now, and we had to change with the times. And Edmodo is way ahead of the game. And that's why NextGen is really fortunate to be partnered with them, because not only do we get it, but we have a partner that really gets it. And they have 500 teacher ambassadors that are jumping forward to get involved and contribute to the program that we're creating, which is going to make this even better, because anytime you have a motivated teacher, you're going to have a great outcome in the classroom.
And so you're planning to have, if I may, everything up on site, so to speak, so that teachers can get a flavor for it, et cetera, have the site running exactly the way you want it. It's good enough now to explain it, but it has to be all seen. Well, can I say June 1st, or is that going to be sooner
than
that?
Yeah, no, I would say June 1st, maybe even a little sooner, but probably a little sooner.
Yeah.
The thing about it, though, is we've been doing this with Edmodo for 5 years. So their universe is well versed in it, and Kate is an expert in it. We're going to be down at EdmodoCon, which is coming up. It's going to be a virtual teaching strategies for teachers, social and emotional learning, which is SEL is extremely important, digital citizenship. So that's coming up in early August, where it's going to be teachers learning from teachers and really shooting ideas back and forth about really ways to break through this new norm that we now face in education. And so we're very excited about it. We're going to be a big player in it, and a lot of teachers from around the world, not just in the United States, are going to be involved, because it's going to be a virtual presentation, which is going to be a little bit different than just the typical one. It's going to be a lot of engagement that are going to go back and forth. But we're looking forward to being involved in that. That's a huge development for teachers. And anytime we are investing in our great teachers in the country and around the world, we are making our education system a lot better, and we are lifting everybody out of their circumstance, no matter what, to live their dreams. And when you have people fulfilled, you have a lot better society. Problems are solved a lot easier. People rationalize and talk through it. Nobody's going at each other. And it also brings the divide that's probably going on that our generation, unfortunately, did not do a good job of. But it's also going to encourage that generation that's younger, as they come up to be the leaders, to be one and work together.
You got a beautiful philosophy, Dave, I got to tell you, and I know it's all going to work out. Okay, everybody, it's Next, N-E-X-X, NextGen, G-E-N, media.com, N-E-X-X.
Yeah.
Okay?
I have one more partner. who is really making a difference for us. And so you take now where kids and families consume their media, a lot of them consume it on OTT platforms.
Right.
We have one of the best. We have a company called Zone TV. They have access to 40 million households on over 100 million devices. But here's where it gets really interesting. They have AI-driven personalized TV channels, and that model lets the students select the topic that they are most interested to engage in, and they create these engaging experiences where it's not just a video playing in front of them. They're actively engaging through the platform, the device or whatever, to kind of interact with whatever the technology is that they're working with. It's a huge difference maker, and we're so fortunate that we did that. And also with the world of OTT, you now have connected TV and apps to create breakthrough interactive experiences that are going to inspire and engage. And just to let you know, they have a 500 million minutes consumed in the last 12 minutes through their platform. So we know that we've got a great partner. And some of the corporations that back us and that are backing them are involved. Comcast, AT&T, HBO, Rogers, Bell Canada. All of these companies get it, and they are backing and creating this technology, and it's only going to improve the way we can communicate and inspire our kids to do great things going forward.
I love the way your philosophy behind everything you're doing, I said it before, is absolutely excellent. By the way, I was at the Zone.TV website when I was preparing the show. It's a pretty cool website, I got to tell you. Okay, it's worth going over there and checking that out as well. NextGen Media also has a nice website now. It's going to be dynamite by June 1st. Okay,
yes.
So it is going to be terrific, okay? Check it all out, okay? Dave, thank you. This was great. I'm glad we were able to get this done and let people know what you're doing out there, because it's good stuff.
Yeah, I really do appreciate you giving me the forum and letting me come
up. My pleasure.
I am very much looking forward to coming back in a little while and talking about the amazing results and the amazing feats that some of our children in this country, especially young women, have done and young women of color have accomplished through some of the things that we've been able to guide them through. So I'll be hopefully back soon to tell you some a lot of success stories that we're looking forward to telling.
Well, I hope you do, and I really do hope you make a huge dent in that, okay? Because too few young ladies do get involved, and they have all the same exact potential as men, okay, if I may. Okay?
If not better.
And,
yeah.
It might be better because they bring a different, if I may, attitude towards it, if I may, that
yeah.
could be very, very helpful in all this. All right? What you're doing is great, and you just stick with it, my friend. Get back to me in September, and let's hear what's going on.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. And stay safe and stay healthy. And, again,
you
thank
too.
You so much for giving me the opportunity
good,
to talk to
and
you.
And I won't wish you good luck for the Yankees because I root for the Red Sox. I'm not going to wish you good. The other bad news is I'm from Philly, which makes it even worse for a New Yorker. Okay? But take care of the kids and give Max a cookie.
I will. He's going to get a nice treat after this. He was a good
boy.
There
you go. Okay. Dave, thanks a million.
Thank you, Larry.
Stay safe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Dave Drucker, everybody, who's the managing partner over at something new and good, Nex, N-E-X-X, Gen Media, G-E-N, nextgenmedia.com. Check it out. We'll archive over at ace-ed.org. Check it out. See what we're doing. It's good stuff. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.